There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Kicking off hour number two on Free Talk Live. Your calls welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark are down in New York City for the Talkers Convention. So in studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Derek J.
And Johnson.
And Derek, you've been telling us about Johnson's. Specifically about ones that are being cut and ones that are not. There's a four-year-old down in Florida named Chase Hieronymus, whose parents have been in and out of court for a couple of years. You've got the story where the court ordered Chase to have a circumcision performed.
Genital cutting.
That was supposed to have happened today.
Yeah.
And no.
I don't have the info on that yet. But
no, Johnson, put the knife away.
In an email exchange with the director of corporate communications for Memorial Healthcare System at Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital, Carding Baldwin tells New Times that any reports of staffers being warned not to speak about Chase are, quote, not true.
That's exactly what the head of whatever corporate communications would say is, we never told them not to talk about it. We just sent them memos that warned them not to talk about it. But
yeah.
We never said that they could not.
Yeah, it just kind of seemed like word got around. According to this article, people at the hospital started saying, like, hey, don't talk about Chase around Tuesday. And today's Thursday. So
yes.
Baldwin also told New Times, and that's the publication from which I'm reading, that Chase, quote, is not a patient at Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital or any Memorial Healthcare System facility. Baldwin also said that the child is not a patient of Dr. Gray Birkin, the pediatric surgeon who is rumored to be performing the procedure. When asked if this meant that activists were given erroneous information about Chase being scheduled to meet with Birkin, Baldwin told New Times, quote, I don't know. The hospital never released any information.
You know, and there's HIPAA concerns here to where if he does say, yes, he's a patient here, then he runs the risk of violating federal law that says that you can't disclose patient information to anyone other than the patient or their designated family members.
Yeah, but laws are not magic wands. You and I know this, Daryl, and they can't prevent things like this from happening. Yet a document sent to New Times by the anonymous source apparently shows that Chase is a patient at Joe DiMaggio's, and the document, which can't be verified but appears to be printed on hospital letterhead, shows Chase's apparent surgical history, weight, height, and other medical information. So someone allegedly has snuck out information revealing he is a patient there, even though the director of communications is saying, nuh-uh, I don't have any information about that. But I bet you're right. It's probably a HIPAA thing.
Right, and if he does wind up getting called on it, wait a second, we've got these documents that say that he is. Well, we're not allowed to disclose patient information.
Yeah, but that shows that she's either lying or lacking information that she
right.
should have.
So, is there any more on this?
Yes. On Tuesday, Joe DiMaggio's Children's Hospital took to Facebook to address the activist concerns, saying that the hospital recognizes, quote, this is an emotionally charged topic and case, evident by the number of posts to this page from people in and outside our community. On Wednesday, that's yesterday, however, the hospital posted to the same statement Baldwin gave the New Times that said, quote, "We recognize that protesters have chosen social media to express very strong opinions, and we have managed our social channels accordingly by responding where appropriate and proactively engaging with our online community." The statement ends with the denial that Chase is a patient there.
And there's a screenshot here of a post from someone with an anonymous mask as their profile pic. And they posted this on the Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital Facebook page. It says, "It has come to our attention that you have performed an unwanted and unnecessary surgery on a minor patient. If it had been excision on a girl," something isn't spelled right there, "you wouldn't even have hesitated to decline. Now mutilate a boy seems fine by you and your board. Whilst a judge has used coercion and jail time to force the mother's consent, which you could not ignore, as this matter has gone viral all over social medias, you have decided to take upon to carry on, thus accepting to incur our wrath. We are anonymous. We are legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. United as one, divided by zero. Expect us."
But you know what happened last time when there was supposed to be a circumcision? Is there were protesters, the same as there were today, outside of the hospital where it was supposed to be performed, and that doctor decided not to do it. The public pressure was too much. The people outside, it's not like they were screaming or anything. They're a bunch of moms with their kids, basically. But they held signs, and they were there speaking to media, saying that they supported the mother's decision that she wanted to keep her child intact. And the doctor apparently bowed to public pressure.
Good.
Hopefully that's what happens today. We don't know yet, though.
I wish more doctors would do that. Aaron, you are calling in on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm, calling in from Philadelphia. What's on your mind, Aaron?
Hey, guys. I was just listening to you and couldn't help but share my experience that when my first son was born, I expressed to my wife that I didn't want him to be circumcised because I felt that it was not right, as I had been done to me, and I didn't want to pass it on to the next generation. But lo and behold, then they asked her during the night when I wasn't allowed to be there for visiting hours, and the next day I came in to visit, and it had already been done.
I'm so sorry.
Whoa, what? So this was not some sort of joint decision?
No. They asked her when I wasn't there, so then it was and she already knew my wishes, but at the same time, she had her decision.
So what was the conversation like between you and the wife after the son had the procedure?
What the hell did you do? But that's all I could say. I mean, what's done is done. Fortunately, because of the structure of the way he was born, they only were able to take about 30% of it, so he got to keep most, if that's any consolation. But
interesting. Anything else to add, Aaron?
Yeah, no. I mean, I was just surprised that the power women have over men in this situation, and then like as a married husband, nothing to say about it. And it doesn't need to be a joint decision. I can't go back and sue anybody or get upset about it. It's just what's done is done.
I mean, not that you would want to, because obviously it's your wife, but I mean, I would think that you absolutely could actually file a lawsuit in that case.
Why? Because yeah, probably not the injured party.
When it's your property, is it being injured? Because that's children kind of are in that situation. So, yeah, absolutely.
But the child is the injured party.
Right. You can file a lawsuit as a parent when your child is injured. That's how that works.
Against the other parent.
Or against the hospital.
But the hospital had parental consent.
The injury.
Right, but the hospital had parental consent.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But not from both of the parents.
I mean, I know I can sign a permission slip without her permission for him to go to school or something, or for a field trip, at least for the other son. So, I mean, it's...
Have you had another child since?
No.
Have you talked about it? If you did, you talked about your wishes going forward?
Yeah, I've expressed it some more since then, and she kind of understands, and then it's... She's sympathetic. She's from a country where they do some female circumcision, and she knows that that's evil, so she's...
Does she see where you're coming from?
Yeah, once I brought it in that light, that you're cutting off a bunch of nerve endings, and that's not the way it was designed.
Aaron, thank you for the call, and of course you can call in with whatever is on your mind. It doesn't have to be circumcision talk live, but that is the topic on the table. 855-450-FREE.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We will get to your phone calls in just a second. But do you use Bitcoin? I know all of us on the show, we use Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And I'm always looking for places to use my Bitcoin. Well, there's a website that lists over 10,000 Bitcoin-accepting merchants. There are over 100,000 merchants that accept Bitcoin. SpendBitcoins.com has over 10,000 of them, and they're actually one of the oldest and largest Bitcoin merchant directories, and, well, it's for sale. They've had over 3 million page views since their inception, and the number one Google search for search terms is, where can I spend Bitcoin? Sell Bitcoins, sell ads, sell premium listings. The world is your oyster with Spend Bitcoins. SpendBitcoins.com/sell. We are now going to Doug in Chicago, listening on the TuneIn app, and I clicked the wrong button. Doug, please call back.
No,
the drop and the pickup are right next to each other, and I clicked
Butter
the
fingers.
Wrong button. Yes. I did not mean to drop that call. Doug, definitely call back. Derek, I
Ian
think
you Mark, where are Ian and Mark?
They're in New York City.
Yeah.
A little bit more on this story?
Yeah, the Don't Cut Chase Facebook page also posted an alleged phone call between a hospital employee and an activist where the employee sarcastically asks the caller if her husband is circumcised. And when the caller says he is, the employee asks if she wants to divorce him. It was a really bizarre call. There were some other exchanges that we heard sort of between the break, but this is no way for an employee of a hospital to be treating any caller.
Right.
Yeah, that was definitely a very strange call, and she kept asking, like, are you in North Dakota?
Yeah, they've probably been getting calls from around the country.
It's good that the caller kept repeating the employee's name.
Yeah, and the name was some kind of diagnosis of something.
Yeah.
Carol Phimosis was the fake name that she gave to the caller, yeah. Which is the alleged diagnosis for Chase.
Okay, and now we should have Doug. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. Apologies on dropping your call just a moment ago. What's on your mind?
No problem. I actually had a friend of the family at age 32 way back in the day. He had a medical condition, and he actually had to be cut. And according to him, it did not change the feeling at all for him. You have a lot that it could benefit. You know, I mean, all the data that I've looked at, you have it help with HPV, HIV. Men who are uncut have a much higher rate of HIV and HPV. You have bacteria that if you do not get cut, you have to go up the urethra into the kidney area. That can make a whole lot of trouble later on in life. I mean, I'm not claiming that everybody should have it done, but you do have, you know, like everything in life, a pro and a con to everything, you know?
Yeah, Doug, I'm curious if you know, did your brother get a dorsal slit, or was it a removal
not
of,
my,
like,
not my
30%?
Brother, a friend of the family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know if
and
it was just a... You said that it didn't change any feeling for him. There are two types of circumcisions, of which I'm aware. There's one that people will sometimes get later in life if they have a complication called phimosis, but they can't retract the foreskin, and it's just a dorsal slit. It's just one small cut, so that wouldn't remove anything. Is that the type of procedure that he had?
I'm not sure to tell you the truth. I only know that he had it done, and he told me it didn't change anything. And then, the reading that I've done on it, you're talking about the human body. We're not talking about, you know, a perfect machine here. You have an organ in your body that you have no function. I forget what the name of it now that I'm on there. You don't have a functioning.
I'm thinking of the appendix, probably.
Yeah, thank you. And then it can do a lot of harm to you. You know, I mean, we are an imperfect thing. And, you know, I mean, you have a whole benefit of having it done, too. I mean,
well, Doug, are you claiming that the foreskin is in some way resembling the appendix and that it's useless?
Well, kind of, yeah. I mean, yeah, in a way, yeah, sure. I would go that far. I mean, I'm not claiming that if you...
Would you say, like, 20,000 nerve endings are useless?
Well, no. Are you claiming that, you know, having it on there and getting a bacterial infection later on in life and doing kidney damage, which, you know, not everybody will get if you do have it, but you are much more likely to have it, are you claiming that that shouldn't be taken into account, too? I think it should, you know. I think it should be taken into account that if you are uncut, you have a much higher rate of getting HIV and HPV, you know.
If you live in a third world country where they don't have soap, yeah.
No. HPV can be different than HIV.
Well, the way I understand medicine, Doug, is the principle of first do no harm is the rule of all doctors around the world. And when there's healthy tissue on a young infant baby, I see no medical reason to remove it. You're talking about what might happen in the future. Well, let that come down the line. But when there's nothing wrong with healthy tissue, there's no reason to remove it.
All I'm telling you, to me, I would encourage anybody with a baby boy out there to look into it. I mean, like everything in life, you know, you have a pro and you have a con. And I don't think that, you know, you get anybody call in or none of you are tackling the pro of having it done, too. I mean, I'm not claiming anybody should have it done or shouldn't have it done, but you got to look at the issue, you know, from each angle.
Yeah. I certainly support fully informed medical decisions. And unfortunately for most parents with circumcision, it does not appear to be a fully informed decision. It's, do you want this done? Don't you? Well, mine is. His should be, too. And that's about the extent of the thinking.
I can tell you right now, my brother had a baby boy earlier in the month. And my mother and father did not have him done. Now, my brother made the option to have the child done. You know, I mean... No, that should tell you a little bit right there, too. But,
well, that does not tell me what the thought process was before he made the decision. Doug, thank you for the call. But I look at circumcision in a similar light to vaccines. And the reason that I say that is because it's a medical decision that is made on behalf of a small child.
It's not a medical decision.
I feel like this is like the
it's
same.
Not. It's a cosmetic decision.
Okay, it's a cosmetic decision that could have medical implications. But the point that I'm trying to make is most parents, when they get their child vaccinated, they're not looking at all of the information. They're not making a fully informed decision. They're making a split decision because the doctor says you need to do this.
Well, I feel like with this type of operation, it's like, you know, like, oh, you have to look at this from the other side of the situation, from the operation. The reason why we remove the head of the unbeliever is so that it sends a message to the other infidels. Like, what? Some things you don't look at the positive side of. Sorry. Like, you don't, you know, like, it's genital mutilation. There's not really a good side. You know, sorry. You just don't look at it.
So, Johnson, when we come back, you've got a story about some Twitter censorship.
Yep.
We'll get into that. And your calls, welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark are in New York City. In studio, it's Daryl.
Derek J.
And Johnson.
And Johnson, you've got a story about one of the websites that is supposedly the bastion of free speech blocking a site from posting on their social media network?
I do, but really briefly, I want to cover something that was mentioned in the last segment, was about the appendix being useless.
Okay.
It's not. It's actually, scientists have discovered that the appendix, its supposed function...
Does it make the flatulent less smelly?
It actually might, in that its function is to store potentially good bacteria.
Interesting.
To reboot the immune system after, like, you know, particularly bad illnesses or bouts of diarrhea.
Okay.
So it's,
and then it keeps it at the end of the book.
Wait, what? Book. Well, essentially.
The appendix. It's the part of the book that's at the very end.
I see. Well, it's the end of the intestines, so yeah. It's pretty accurate analogy there, I guess. Anywho, speaking of things that live at the end of the book, politicians.
appendix not completely useless.
Yes. So, speaking of things that live at the end of the book, politicians. Apparently, Twitter has banned a site that violated the terms of service, but the site, its purpose was to keep politicians' boneheaded tweets. So this site...
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, what's the problem here? Well, people will delete their tweets. The problem is that people delete their stupid tweets.
Right.
So you need especially a place politicians where someone's going to save them.
Yeah. Especially politicians that say really stupid things all the time.
That's or great. Accidentally tweet a picture of their wiener.
Right, exactly. When your last name is Wiener. Polit Whoops. So that's PolitWoops.
Whoops.
A database of tweets of U.S. lawmakers you would rather a database of tweets U.S. lawmakers would rather you forget has been banished by Twitter for violating its terms of service. The Sunlight Foundation, which created the site and still operates an EU version, recently tweeted that Twitter has decided to kill Polit Whoops.
Interesting that they were able to tweet that Twitter was killing them.
Yes.
This seems to me, and I've obviously not read the entire story, but so far it seems to me that this is one of those things to where I'll see on Facebook, Facebook keeps deleting this post. Make sure you share it. And, like, I see it posted by, like, 15 or 20 of my friends. It's like,
so you've never heard of the Barbara Streisand effect,
Facebook
apparently.
Facebook isn't deleting this if it keeps showing up in my newsfeed.
Actually, that's not true. First of all, you've never heard of the Barbara Streisand effect.
I have.
Okay, well, the Streisand effect, for those who haven't heard of it, is when something gets deleted or attempted to be censored, essentially a lot more sunlight and attention is being shed upon that particular thing. So what happens is we live in an age where things can be copied. So someone might have a copy of the post that they posted online, then Facebook deletes it, so then they post it again and post it to their friends, and their friends post it, so the original is gone, but then several copies pop up. It's like a hydra.
I don't know what a hydra is.
A hydra is the mythical dragon that had multiple heads. Where
if you cut off the wrong head, then like three more would grow or something?
Correct.
Okay.
So, I mean, essentially that's exactly the way the internet works. And the more, you know, you try to censor something, the more it's going to be copied. And
right, but some of these posts, and a lot of times when I see these posts, like they link over to something from InfoWars, and it will be like, you know, the bots on Facebook are doing keyword searches right. And removing everything with the following word. But yet that thing is being posted. So obviously it's not a bot that's automatically removing
stuff.
Well,
there are certainly people who are liars.
That's yes, and that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Is that when people are posting, Facebook is automatically deleting this. No, Facebook isn't automatically deleting it right. If I'm seeing it 15 times in my newsfeed.
And in most cases, people who are posting that are stupid and don't understand that Facebook's system is not automated in the fact that it's computers. It's automated in the fact that your dumb friends are reporting your posts, and then Facebook is automatically deleting
them.
So the problem is not that Facebook has these algorithms that are going around searching for posts and words that it doesn't like. It's that you have friends on your personal friends list that hate you and are reporting your posts.
No, either that. No, it could be friends of friends, right? Because you can
see. It depends on how you post your stuff.
If you make your stuff public, then it could be anybody.
Yeah.
If you have your stuff friends of friends, then it could be a friend of one of your Facebook friends.
Yeah, see? So
I post my stuff, friends except acquaintances, and people that I get tired of dealing with, I put as acquaintances. I don't delete them because most of them I know in real life, and I don't want to hear them griping, why did you delete me on Facebook?
Has this ever affected you? Have you had your posts censored?
I don't allow my... I've got way too much security, and now I'm unlike some other activists.
Security from Facebook?
Well, no. Well, yeah, from Facebook, but also just from stupid people. Like, I tend to post my stuff as friends only, not friends of friends. I don't post things public. And I, you know, I keep my friends list. I have a policy where I don't unfriend people, but if people post things that I don't like, I bother them about it until they unfriend me.
I actually,
and it tends to work very well.
I actually just went through and cleared out about 1,000 people off of my Facebook friends list. And these were people where it's like, I have no clue who you are. We never communicate. I know you, but I don't like you.
You're a terrible politician, Daryl. You're supposed to keep all these people and ask them to vote for you.
I've never broken a thousand.
Go to my fan page.
I've never broken a thousand friends because my trolling rate of people who say things is just extremely high, so I have a very high attrition rate of people unfriending me on purpose.
Yeah, so I'm down to about 740 Facebook friends now.
I don't clean my own Facebook friend list. I make them clean it for me. which I find to be an extremely effective strategy.
Oh, and I noticed that there were a lot of people that were on my friends list that they had not posted anything in like 3 years, so there's no way they're going to remove me.
Probably half of them were stop freaking fake profiles. So.
No. No, I know that none of them were, you know, like haters, because my policy for the last 2 years has been if there's less than 100 mutual friends, unless I know you,
that's not effective.
That is an entirely ineffective strategy
because there are hundreds of people amongst this community who accept any friend request.
Right.
And so there are absolutely haters out there with fake profiles that will have more than probably 200 or 300 mutual friends with you.
Yeah. So what I did when I went through, if I had no clue who the person was, delete.
I want to know what's happening to these politicians' accounts. Are they going
to
be safe?
I kind of let this conversation go on because I like for people to be educated a little bit about Facebook security.
Yeah.
But that conversation has absolutely no relevance to what happened here. So to continue with...
Yeah, no, but it's good to have that information.
Yeah, it is.
It's empowering.
But what happened here is that they were, you know, informed in advance because they had violated Twitter's terms of service. And so what they wanted to let them know is that they're going to be shutting off the service that was allowing them to look at the backlog of these tweets from the politicians and, you know, keep the ones that are deleted and save them and, you know, have a connection with Twitter's, you know, API. So they say, we're sad that we're losing this public record of tweets. The site has only been tracking politicians since 2012 and occasionally surfaced controversial messages and images that were later retracted. Despite that, many political figures actually praised the site for bringing greater transparency to Washington. This is the tweet from the Sunlight Foundation. It's true. At Twitter changed its mind and decided to kill PolitWhoops. We're sad we're losing this public record of deleted tweets. PolitWhoops stopped surfacing tweets 2 weeks ago, and actually this is probably like 4 weeks ago at this point, and posted a blog last week calling on Twitter to restore its API access. However, Twitter decided...
Wait a minute. It's just the API access, meaning it's just the little piece of code that allows them to connect their website to Twitter. That's it? They can still post to Twitter?
They probably could still post to Twitter.
They could just have a person
screenshot
it. Oh, my goodness. So they can't automate it. Poor babies.
Well, that's pretty huge, though. I mean, not being able to grab those tweets. So
they
can save
5,000 tweets a day or something?
Well, how fast? You have to be fast to jump on these tweets before they get deleted.
Yeah.
You know? That's pretty huge.
Right.
You know?
All right. So there's a little bit more left to this story. And, of course, your calls. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius. zog.ninja. Code FTL.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
30dayfoodsupply.com has a special offer just for GCN listeners. Mention GCN when you order, and we'll send you a free bag of Oregon Trail Foods' new vegan burger, a $9 value, with your order of our 30-day food supply, still only $99. In addition, with every six-month supply purchased, mention GCN and receive a free Life Straw water filter. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. This is a limited time offer, so order today. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to the Twitter story in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about ExpressCoin.com. ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, Litecoin, or Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They are a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with money order or check. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com. Whether it's in the U.S. or Canada, ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency with no fee. That's no fee at all on up to $40 worth of crypto with code FTL. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL.
So, again, to repeat, just to recap a little bit, Politwhoops, this site that holds on to politicians' accidental or stupid tweets, stopped surfacing tweets a couple weeks ago and posted a blog, again, a couple weeks ago, calling on Twitter to restore its API access. However, Twitter decided to cut it off permanently yesterday, on June 3rd, calling it a privacy issue. They said, we strongly support... Sorry, I'm just actually reacting to the cut it off. They didn't completely remove their access to Twitter. They just cut off just the tip, just the API part. They didn't allow them
to... So what you're saying is Twitter circumcised Politwhoops access.
Yes. And they say in their quote, "We strongly support Sunlight's mission of increasing transparency in politics, but preserving deleted tweets."
But there's always like,
but,
yeah.
All right, so there was a radio host that I used to listen to probably 10 to 15 years ago.
Let me finish this quote here, because I was in the middle of a quote here. So, we strongly support Sunlight's mission of increasing transparency in politics, but preserving deleted tweets violates our developer agreement.
So this talk show host that I used to listen to, he had a saying that one of the rules of grammar is anything before the word but, just remove.
Yeah.
So no matter, like, Darren Jay, I really like you. You're one of the nicest guys I know, but that shirt is absolutely horrible. So just ignore everything that was said before the word but.
So if the,
I understand.
So if we were to do that, basically what Twitter said was, preserving deleted tweets violates our developer agreement.
But it doesn't. I mean, yeah, I guess, I don't know exactly how it's written, but if you're copying the tweet, you're making a new one. You're not.
Yes, yeah.
What you have is not a deleted tweet. It is a live tweet.
It's preserving the deleted tweet, though, in a way.
You're keeping record
okay.
of.
Yeah. You can't make a copy of something?
I don't know.
You cannot make a copy of this. I mean, how ridiculous is that?
Says,
why not?
Yeah, it is ridiculous. This shouldn't even be in their policy, but I don't know what their reasoning is for it. An individual claiming to be a Twitter employee told Gawker that...
Well, what about screenshots? Can't you take screenshots? What about news articles?
As a developer, this is not a thing for individuals. This is for developers. So this is a different situation. It says, an individual claiming to be a Twitter employee told Gawker that until recently the social network was considering a quiet reversal of the decision. However, it reportedly wound up digging in so as not to create a snowball effect of developers wanting exceptions.
No, but there should be exceptions for politicians that if politicians tweet something, their tweets can be preserved. There's no deleting your tweets if you're some congressman or president.
Right. And there is, you know, the fair point here is that there is nothing for them to use some sort of automated, you know, robot or whatever, or something to scrape the website and actually pull the tweets still anyway.
Yeah.
From all the feeds. I mean, you can still view Twitter feeds through, you know, without the API.
Well, any roadblock with technology where they're like, you're not allowed to do this, all they're saying is, you have to find a new way to do this.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a way around it.
Generally, yeah.
Right. So somebody will create something that takes screenshots automatically instead of retweeting automatically.
We can only hope. And for a site like Politwoops, I certainly hope so. And I like to, you know, just the idea of getting this out there because I think it's a great idea in a website.
Now, I'm curious if any of these deleted tweets are still available somewhere online.
I'm assuming most of Politwoops, I would assume that they're still there, I think. Maybe, maybe not.
I don't know. I'm on the site and it does not seem to be anything that actually functions at all. Maybe I'm, you know, on some page that doesn't seem... Oh, okay, so the front page of Politwoops actually has some preserved tweets here. One of them is from Representative Walter Jones. Says, thank you to all who have served and currently served, hashtag Armed Forces Day. I don't see what is, like, you know, weird about that. Like, why would that be deleted? Unless he didn't actually post it on Armed Forces Day.
Maybe.
There's, you know, other politicians here and nothing that really seems to be anything that I would consider to be like a big whoops tweet of, oh, I can't believe I tweeted that.
Well, who knows? Maybe some of the data was lost. I don't know, you know.
True. I don't know. This just seems to be that they're retweeting everything from a bunch of different politicians. And maybe that's what they were doing, was just retweeting everything from anybody that was a member of Congress.
Maybe.
And somehow preserving that. And it
Are you looking at tweets on openstate.eu or on Politwoops?
Politwoops.sunlightfoundation.com.
Okay.
And appears to be 777 pages of tweets. And whenever you go to a page, something pops up that says, on June 3rd, The Sunlight Foundation received word from Twitter that it was pulling the plug on Pilot Whoops, reversing an agreement made in 2012 that allowed us to run the project using its API. And then they have a eulogy for Pilot Whoops. So let me pull up this eulogy. It says, in 2012, Twitter made the decision to allow Sunlight to curate the deleted tweets from lawmakers and those seeking elected office. Last night, that all changed. When we launched Pilot Whoops 3 years ago, our goal was to create accountability and a public record for the messages elected officials and candidates for president, vice president, Congress, and governor published on social media, particularly those public statements they delete.
Which politician do you think told Twitter, hey, cut these guys out?
Probably Rick Santorum, because he seems to have a lot of tweets that when you see them and read it, you're like, really? Somebody didn't like proofread that? Yeah,
he doesn't have a Twitter guy.
So this site, what it is it's automated. So it's just automatically capturing. It's got a list of politicians that it's put in there. It's capturing, or it was capturing, all of their tweets, right, from all of these politicians.
Yeah.
And then what it was doing is it was, if it deleted a tweet, it was posting it to their website. There was no filter for is this tweet juicy or not. It was just if it's deleted, they grab it and post it to their website.
Huh. Okay.
So I mean, it would be
so
up
maybe
to the
they
users.
Would like make a mistake or it's a small error. Or
sure.
Something.
So like most of these are probably not anything juicy or whatnot, but it would be this is how you would catch the ones that are.
Yeah. What a great little tool.
Right. And there's no way, it's like, how would they filter out, what's something that's, oh my God, this is crazy. We caught a deleted tweet that's like, this is juicy. I can't believe they made such a huge flub.
You have somebody
all of them.
Going through
right.
And looking at everything. And instead
what they're doing is crowdsourcing that by making it publicly available information, and then somebody can then tag it and like
right.
It
and in some ways, I see this kind of like the Raw channel of YouTube stuff, where here's 15 hours of Robin Hooding
right.
from today, and 90% of it is just feet walking and music playing.
And yet that channel is one of the most subscribed channels in New Hampshire.
Wow. It is, but very few of the videos actually have views.
Well, combined, though.
Do politicians have Twitter guys? Is there someone who's in charge of that now? They have
some
social
people
media
probably
people,
do.
Most
right?
of the... They've got to have some kind of protection, because these guys are so out of touch. There's got to be some way they have to pretend to be like with it, with
so,
the people, and interactive.
Most of the ones that are, fairly well off and have large campaign funds, they will hire a social media guy. And the social media guy runs the Facebook. And I'm using the gender neutral guy. So like they've got a person. Like, have your people call my people. Like, they've got people.
Alright.
But it's generally like a person, and that person runs their social networking stuff for them. Hour number 3 is next after the news. Your calls, welcome, 855-450-FREE.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life, Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running, from batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out SonsOfLibertyTeam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at SonsOfLibertyTeam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.